Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
We are live back here on Black Christmas Radio. Thank you for joining me tonight on this 8th day of April 2017. No, 18. Excuse me. I'm your host, Doug Owen. And we're not going back. We're going to go into the future with the commentary, analysis, and good information that we put out here on a somewhat weekly basis. Last week, we took off Easter to spend time with friends and family and to search out the chocolate eggs. Some of them had money in it. Pretty exciting stuff. So I wasn't able to do the show. I'm back this week. We are live. You can call into the show, 800-313-9443. You can also tweet at me. BLN Radio is our handle. And you can text the show, 512-222-3067. All of that is laid out in a very functional, intuitive way at blacklistedradio.com. That is the website dedicated to this show. And you, of course, many of you are familiar with my website, blacklistednews.com, which I am the senior editor, and from which we pull all of the news that we talk about pretty much here on the show, except for when you guys steered the conversation. Lot on the plate, lot on the table to talk about today. God, where do I want to go with it? The incessant headlines focused on the personal life and the financial interest of Donald Trump, the Trumpians, the divorce, Don Jr., the tweets, the trade war, the tariffs. Most of these things, I don't know about you, but they kind of fly right by the head here. I feel like probably like a lot of you that the news is so focused on demonizing Donald Trump, regardless of whether or not he's committed crimes, and I'm sure there's a few discrepancies there. He's made a few dollars off of being the president of the United States, and I'm not a big fan of Jared Kushner. Not a big fan of the brand, the Trump brand. I would never buy Trump wine. Wouldn't go to Trump College. But I do think that there is an unfair and a very political way that the Democrats and those inside of the quote-unquote deep state are using the media, weaponizing the media to really nullify and to make Donald Trump and his backers impotent. So neocons, neoliberals, neoconservatives, all of these guys are well entrenched inside of the White House. You know, you look at people like Scott Pruitt, head of the EPA. It's really hard to defend Donald Trump on some of the people that he's put into power and to czar status. Not a big fan of Jeff Sessions. Not a big fan of, I don't know, who's this new CIA torturer that he brought back? I'm trying to think of his name. Probably doesn't matter. New CIA director, Pompeo. He's quite a piece of work. John Bolton? I mean, oh my God. I don't even want to waste the time talking about John Bolton's policies and what he would like to see in the greater Middle East, which is the eradication of Iran, the empowerment of Israel as a unipolar power in the Middle East. Of course, making headlines this week is the Israelis shooting down Palestinian journalists and shooting protesters, people that are not appreciative of apartheid and believe that the Israeli state is encroaching on their property, their freedoms, and you're not going to hear a lot about it, because even though I wouldn't say that everyone in Hollywood and the banking system and in government is part of the Israeli Israel first club, they all seem to give a passing acceptance or a passing grade to Israel, or a pass really to the wrongs, the war crimes, the torture, the horrible things that are going on. I mean, of course, there was the recent plan by Bibi Netanyahu to get rid of all of the Nordwells, the non-desirables, the darker people in Israel by sending them to Canada and all around the world. And only after international scrutiny did they even back up from this plan to I mean, you're just like, wow, what do you say about it? I mean, it's blatantly racist. It's overtly racist. And the people in Hollywood and the media pay almost no mind. So, big story. I mean, we already had a journalist shot in the side, and I think 17 killed. That number has probably accelerated over the weekend. But just kind of a sideline in all of the circus show material that we find coming out of the mainstream media. So what we do here on Blacklisted News is we highlight some of the stories that don't get the attention, don't get the light that should be shed on them. So where do we start? I mean, I guess we've already started. Dark cult with billionaire stars and sex slavery allegations. You know, one of the things that I think pure conspiracy theorists, or a lot of people that subscribe to this show, listen to this radio network, and go to blacklistednews.com, have always said is that there is a dark, sinister group of people, power players, that are behind politicians, that are even behind the deep state. And I'm talking about the Rothschilds. I'm talking about the Rockefellers. And I'm talking about people that you probably have never heard of. I mean, we've spent a lot of time talking about the pedophile billionaire, good friend to Bill and Hillary Clinton, the guy that set up the Clinton Global Initiative and the Clinton Foundation, Jeffrey Epstein. Now, he's off on his island, and he's been ostracized from society. But, you know, just one of many huge stories that should have made it to the mainstream. That's why we gave it coverage here. Anyway, this comes from news.au.com. A cult leader known as the Vanguard allegedly forced his followers into becoming sex slaves branded with his initials. NXIVM had all the hallmarks of a money-scamming cult, but the truth was far worse. Devotees of the upstate self-help organization pay thousands of dollars for seminars, wear colored sashes denoting their rank, spout Scientology-like jargon, and literally bow before leader Keith Raniere, whom they call the Vanguard. Anyway, this company or cult, pronounced Nexium, has deep pockets, outposts around the world, and draws celebrity attendees, including British billionaire Richard Branson and actresses like Alison Mack, Kristen Keurig, and Nikki Klein, and even host the Dalai Lama at their events. They had the Dalai Lama back in 2009. So the story goes on, and this guy, he screwed over a lot of his patrons that had paid him millions of dollars. And, you know, you start reading into the story, you start looking into what these people are doing, and behind the scenes, Raniere has been blackmailing his female followers into becoming sex slaves, branded with his initials, we mentioned that, while the other women in the group were made to wear fake cow udders on their bare breast in acts of ritual humiliation, federal prosecutors allege. So you start reading into these allegations, and you know, you can check out the article for yourself. It's linked at blacklistednews.com. But it seems very similar to the type of stuff that Hillary Clinton's main man God, I'm so bad with all these celebrities' names. I'm trying to think of anyway, they were into blood cults and stuff, and a lot of this was brought to light during Pizzagate, and they have, you know, blood sacrifice rituals. Of course, it's all fun and games. And Podesta and Lady Gaga. Thank you, Ken. Ken back there behind the glass, always keeping me on top of these people, because, you know, one of the unfortunate things is that I'm just not into celebrity culture. And as many of people that come into political light or come into the headlines, people like Podesta and his brother that have creepy paintings of underage girls in their homes. He would call it art. I would call it just creepy. Is it pedophilia? Is it illegal? No, it's not. It's just kids there in their underwear. And, you know, why you'd want that on your wall is a better question. But, you know, anyway, all these pictures came out from this ritual where Podesta and this creepy lady that had all these, like, blood sacrifice rituals. You know, they bring stars like Lady Gaga into it. And you're like, wow, okay. Saw some pictures from the early 70s where Dali, the famous painter, along with the Rothschilds and some of the high brass in New York, had this party. And some of the pictures come to light. They're all wearing Baphomets and other creepy things. So the thing that I find interesting is not so much this guy Rainier, and, you know, he's the latest cult leader. It's that there's not a lot of talk about the story here in the U.S. Number two, it seems like a lot of these really rich people like Richard Branson, highly influential. You know, he has the Obama daughters working for him. He hangs out with Barack Obama. They all end up being part of these type of these cults. And so I don't think it's any coincidence that you find Richard Branson and Lady Gaga and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton all, you know, hanging out doing really creepy things that all involve sex, blood, and children. So I don't know what else you take from this, but the people that are very powerful, they are drawn to this. They really like it. They are into doing really creepy things. And I mean, you know, Pizzagate was a fine example. Regardless of not, you know, all the specifics and you know, whereabouts of whether or not there was a sex cult or, you know, sex slaves underneath this pizzeria, it brought to light a lot of the really creepy and powerful people around this pizza place. So I think people, you know, get lost in the weeds and they're trying to find, you know, they get led by lots of people that are quote unquote truth tellers, and you know, they get taken for a ride. But my big takeaway, and I think the one thing that we should all look at, is that they're all into really creepy things. It's pretty shocking to see how many powerful people in politics and in a modern culture are into these blood sacrifice rituals. Whether or not they're raping and killing children, I don't know, but they like to pretend like they are. And that is bad enough in itself and really speaks to the type of people that are running the world, that are in powerful positions, making decisions that control our day-to-day lives. So when you try to make sense of what's happening in the world, you really have to put those rose-tinted glasses on and think about the kind of people that they are. I mean, I don't want to be over judgmental, but if you go to a bar mitzvah, if you go to a bris, and you know, people are you know, pretending to eat body parts, and you know, ritual circumcisions and things, and I mean, really, really weird stuff. Anyway, don't worry about it. We won't be getting a lot more of this in the very near future. One of the problems with the internet is that, well, it's unfiltered. It's unregulated, and, well, you've got to beware of fake news. California has created a bill for fact-checking to filter your online content, and act to amend Section 1103 of the Commercial Code relating to the commercial law, and act to add Title 4.5 to Part 4, blah, 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 blah. Senate Bill 1424, as amended, pan-commercial law, internet, social media, false information, strategic plan. Existing law prohibits a person, among others, from making or disseminating any advertising in any advertising device or any other manner or means, whatever, including over the internet, any statement concerning real or personal property or services that is untrue or misleading. As specified, the bill would require any person who operates social media has defined internet website with a physical presence in California to develop a strategic plan to verify news stories shared on its website. The bill would require the plan to include, among other things, a plan to mitigate the spread of false information through news stories, the utilization of fact checkers to verify news stories, providing outreach to social media users, and placing a warning on a news story containing false information. Now, how subjective and how ultimately Orwellian is this? Now, thank goodness I don't reside, nor do my servers, nor do the fine people like Ken over there at Republic Broadcasting in the mighty state of California. So this is not going to directly affect me, but what happens in California will be very shortly adopted by some of the liberals here in Austin, Texas. They love California. They'd like it to be California. And guess what? Probably over 50% of the people that are now in my little area are from California. So not only they come here to escape the taxes, but as soon as they get here, they want to build the same exact government, and then they wonder why they're giving all their money to the government. And then after this, they make this place suck. After they ruin this place, they'll go somewhere else. They'll be out in Utah or something next. Anyway, what is there to say about this? I mean, number one, putting a label on false news stories is kind of silly. I mean, when you go to the grocery store, you see the National Enquirer. Does it have to say fake news? Do you really think that Hillary Clinton and Sasquatch had a baby? Probably not. I mean, some of the headlines that you find on the news rack as you go through the checkout line they're compelling because they are absolutely false, and it doesn't take a genius to figure out what's real and what's false. There is a true problem, and that is most people – I see this all the time, and if you're one of these people, there's some of you listening, I know. They don't care about the validity of a story. They don't care how truthful it is. If it supports their guy or gal, they're with it. They're spreading it and they're sharing it. Donald Trump's a good example. I mean, he's spread a lot of fictitious stories. Not that there isn't enough other things to be hypercritical of. Not that there aren't enough other wrong things that the media is doing to him. But, you know, he cited fake news per se. And, you know, not subjective things. Numbers, statistics, things like that. So anybody, even the president of the United States, is, you know, somewhat can succumb to fake news, can be fooled by fake news. I think some people do, but it's not because there's not a warning. It's not because they're necessarily stupid or they can't figure out what's fake. They can't just, you know, I don't know, click a link or take that headline and put it into a Google search and see what other people are saying about it. I mean, usually if it's too fantastical, it's too over the top, I fact check it. I look at where it's coming from. If it's coming from your news wire, you know, Hillary Clinton admits that she was killing babies, you know, I'm going to look a little deeper into that story. So common sense doesn't prevail. This also really speaks to what the people in California, these legislators, think of the populace. You're dumb, you're stupid, you're easily manipulatable, and we need to regulate you and Facebook and everything else, and we have to have some kind of safety warning on news. Now, when it comes to the New York Times, sources say. Now, traditionally people think, well, the New York Times, I mean, it's an institution of media. It is a corporation that is bound by law. You know, if they just write some crazy frivolous stuff and put it in their newspaper, they get sued. Now, if you have, you know, a .blogspot website, you can probably spout a lot of things, and they can be completely untrue. And most people won't go after you for libel or slander because, quite honestly, I mean, you don't have multi-millions of dollars in your pockets, and what's the point of going after paying lawyers to go after somebody with no money? It's like if I published something that was fake, Doug Owen doesn't have those deep pockets. So it's not even worth the lawyer's time. We'll talk more about it because, you know, it's something that directly affects me in media and media influencers. More stories on this and much more coming your way right here on Blacklisted Radio. Stay tuned.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. And I say, hey, hey,
talking about fake news, the regulation of news, and something that seems pretty silly. Mike there in Chicago, sorry about that. I'm trying to work through the technical deals here so I can see who's calling into the show. I'm down to one monitor, and so usually where I have the call list, I don't. So I will try to ram those calls in the bottom half of the show. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to lament on this, talk about it all day long. It's probably not going to come to fruition, but it shows you the idea, and that with the whole Facebook debacle, of course, the Cambridge Analytica scandal, I mean, shocking, absolutely not. People, I think a lot of people are upset, and we talked about, I think, last couple weeks ago, Elon Musk and his virtue signaling by deleting his Facebook. I don't know how many of you have deleted your Facebook or don't pay attention to it. But, yeah, the whole idea that you can figure out what's fake and, I mean, even for myself. I mean, I'm looking at this Syrian chemical weapon attack in Douma. We should talk about it for a moment because it's big news and it's convenient, very convenient. Now, you know, if I get reports from Syria Girl, get reports from people on the ground, or even those experts that the U.S. military intel look to. There's no way to verify. I have no idea if the Saudi Arabians, the Israelis, or the United States, or Bashar al-Assad and his band of cohorts, the Russians. There's really no way to know who gassed these people. You know, I've been watching a lot of the Skripal case. Skripal, the guy that was targeted by the Russians, and they used a very elaborate chemical to try to kill him. Unsuccessfully, by the way. Anyway, but there's a lot to unpack. So, you know, you're going to go after the New York Times. They cite an intelligence source. I mean, anybody can say that. How do you know? You don't know. The best thing that you could do is take as much information as you can and try to weigh and balance it. And even if you look at qui bono, who benefits, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to find the truth. I mean, it could have been Bashar al-Assad that attacked these people. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't help him or his allies, the Russians. But I mean, it could happen. You know, it's plausible. Probably specious, but plausible. So before we go there, staying with the new thought police and the policing of information, the licensing of journalists, the licensing through SSL, there's a lot of ways that we see the powers that be want to control the flow of information. It was really easy 20 years ago, not so much now, and that is a big, big problem for those that have been able to control the media, and you know, through the big MSM5. So there's another story out here. The Department of Homeland Security wants to regulate, track, and people that are, quote, journalists, bloggers, media influencers, people that critics call conspiracy theorists. They're going to put together a database because they want to keep tabs on all of you out there that have just a little bit of influence. Now, I'll have to be honest. I'm not a media influencer. I have a very limited hangout. I don't promote the podcast. I don't do enough interviews. I don't do enough of the things that I should. I love the show. That's why I've kept it going for so long. And I don't know if we have any more listeners now than we had 10 years ago. It's pretty limited. We've got maybe 7 or 8 people in the chat room. So I don't know if I'm a media influencer, but the fact that the Department of Homeland Security considers these people noteworthy, worth keeping tabs on, is pretty stunning. The Department of Homeland Security wants to track the vast networks of journalists, bloggers, and other media influencers through a massive searchable database that will allow them to monitor any and all trends in real time, according to a publicly posted job listing. Apparently, the NSA doesn't share their toys with the Department of Homeland Security. The DHS Media Monitoring Initiative is currently seeking a contractor who can provide DHS with the ability to track over 290,000 global news sources in more than 100 languages, including online, print, broadcast, cable, radio, trade, and industry publications. Wow. Well, that's another bureaucracy, and I don't know how valuable it will be, but you're out there and you have influence. You might end up on the red list. They may want to be able to shut off your Twitter at a moment's notice. We'll talk about this and so much more with you. On the other side, it's Blacklisted Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Big dudes, you know, liberty, freedom is the ability to make mistakes. It's the ability to not have a social safety net. It's the ability to live free. A lot of people don't embrace that any longer. Same thing with information or just about anything out there. You know, if I sell you a car and I tell you it's the best car in the world, but it sucks and the tranny's broke, I mean, I should disclose that to you. Probably a good idea. Probably the right thing to do. And, you know, we have laws when it comes to buying homes and things for disclosure. But when it comes to news, information, opinions, the regulation of it is just going to be a dirty, dirty mess. And it will create barriers to entry. DHS wanting to track all these media influencers is the simple, problem. And that is things get out of control. They go viral. And the government's not in front of it. They're behind it. They're reactive. You see that with the shootings that have happened over the last few years. A lot of information gets to the internet before it comes to you from the spokesperson, and that's a big problem. So the Department of Homeland Security expanding the scope and what they consider you know, the homeland domain, keeping you safe. That's their job. And keeping you safe from fake news, well, not to say that we didn't predict this, but we're well on the way, you know. And if people don't respect the ability of their – I mean, that's the thing. They think you're stupid and you can't figure it out. And a lot of people don't want to. A lot of people don't care. A lot of people share fake news stories. I get them all the time. I mean, saw somebody in the chat room talking about this website that just puts out so much fake crap. It ends with danger. They just put out fake things all the time, and it seems, oh, it's sexy. And, you know, I don't know. I really wish people didn't do that, and I do think it's a problem that, really well-intentioned people that trust the alternative media because they think it's better than the mainstream media – they fall for stories. I get them all the time. Doug, George Soros did this and that. And you look at it and you're like, wow, if it's too fantastical, just dig into it. Is that so hard? Do we have to have an awareness campaign? Do we have to do all of these things? I don't know. Anyway, before we get to Syria, let's talk about knives. You know, London is one of these places in the United Kingdom that doesn't have guns. People aren't allowed to own firearms. The only people that have weapons are criminals and cops. So if you're a bleeding heart liberal and you think that gun control is the answer, it's probably somewhat perplexing to find out that the murder rate has skyrocketed in London and now exceeds New York City. Now, there are mobs and gangs of people there on the streets whacking each other with machetes. I'm sure that some of it's blown out of proportion, but there's a lot of knife attacks and killings that take place, more so than shootings. Even in this country, you're going to find more people are stabbed with knives and or objects and or hit with things. A baseball bat, a shank, just about anything could be a weapon. A slingshot. There's a ton of things that you can use to kill another human being. And when you take one of them away, you're going to find that people will just start using the next thing. So I saw this headline and it speaks to what's happening there. London mayor unveils new stop and frisk police policy to enforce citywide knife ban. Something that seems kind of silly here, but the list of knife offenses and gun offenses, they had 37,443 up to September 2017, in the year of 2017, and 6,694 recorded gun offenses. So just because you have a law doesn't mean that the criminals are going to say, oh, you know, the government says we're not supposed to stab people. Maybe I shouldn't. People that stab each other, people that kill each other, people that are murderers really have very little value for what I'm sure the mayor of London is saying. So, just doing away with any kind of Fourth Amendment protection. I mean, it's happening in the U.S. It's happening in New York City. How effective is it would be the best thing to look at. Whether it's constitutional or not, we've jumped the shark. People don't care about the Constitution in this country, and I doubt people really care about the Magna Carta or any other guiding principle for legal law and logic. But you know, I saw a great article really highlighted it, and people in the UK are disarmed. There are huge amounts of immigrant populations of people that like to whack people with machetes. I don't care how unfriendly it is to say that, or how unpolitically correct it is. Trying to find it here. I had my starred items, but basically, it was going on. It was from the Free Thought Project. And says, look, you know, the people in London are here it is, gun control. UK murders now skyrocketing as police fail to protect defenseless populace. So this is such an apropos headline from Matt Agorist. The police should be the ones that have the guns. The police, no matter how much they want to, they're inundated. They're worried about things like hate crimes. They're worried about people being insensitive. They're worried about – they have a huge lack of people investigating murders. I think it was like they had 200 detectives. Don't quote me on this. 200 some odd detectives in London that were, you know, searching out these criminals. They got like 500 other ones that are looking for hate crimes and other offensive speech online. So the resources by the state, I mean, obviously they care more about people being politically correct than they do about protecting people. Now, we can talk about guns all day long. You know, I don't even broach the topic because you feel the way you do, and I doubt that I'm going to say anything that's a huge revelation to you to change your mind, whether you like them or hate them, whether you want to own them or you want your neighbor to be able to own them. But the silly truth is that the government can't protect you. So if you have a firearm, it's a good deterrent. Not to say that there aren't better ones. If somebody comes up to me with a knife, it'd be a good thing to have a bat or a slingshot or something else or a taser. I don't know if you're allowed to own those in the UK. In the early 20th century, British citizens were trusted by their government to own firearms. In fact, then Prime Minister Robert Cecil, the Marquis of Salisbury, once said he would, quote, law the day when there was a rifle in every cottage in England. You know, back in the day, you thought about people invading the country. It was a good idea to be armed, and it kept honest people honest, and it quickly got rid of thieves and people like horse thieves. They're a big thing in the early 20th century. Somebody'd steal your buggy. That's before they had vehicle identification numbers. Anyway, however, beginning with a law requiring a permit for handguns, Britain would embark down the slippery slope of a total citizen disarmament by 1996. All guns, including handguns, are now banned in the UK. So, you know, I'm not going to go into the David. I see all this stuff. David Hogg and the kids that are protesting. Kids are kids, and they're misinformed, and they want a solution. And, you know, they're going to attach themselves to just about anything momentarily. And when they grow up a little bit, they'll probably feel differently about it. I say that being a 40-year-old that used to be an 18-year-old. I didn't go to school in Parkland, Florida, but I understand why people want the government to do something because you're paying them taxes. You demand they do something. Protect us. Protect us. Protect us. This is a case in point why taking guns away from the citizens won't protect you anymore. So I understand the cause for concern, the issue at hand. Guns are not a new thing. We've had them for a long time. It's only since the mid-1990s have we had crazy people on antidepressants and other drugs shooting up everything. So look at the issue. And I'm not saying that you have to regulate drugs. They already say that they make you psychotic and want to kill everyone. They already say it on the package. Does that do any good? Does that help you? Does it make you any safer now that they have a warning? By the way, when you take these antidepressants, sometimes you'll want to shoot your mother. Apparently not. I don't know. I don't know how many people that are prescribed these end up with, whoa, you know, it did say I'd feel like this. Maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe I should get off the drug. I don't know. You know, it's an issue. It's something that we should look at. It's one other common factor besides the handgun and or AR-15. Banning certain guns that look scary, that have bigger magazines, a higher capacity for murder, will it make people safer? Well, London proves that it will not. It will not. And, you know, I don't get into the ad hominem attacks. I don't care what David Hogg says. I don't care if he goes into an F-bomb tirade. I don't give him the time of day. I'm not watching Anderson Cooper. I don't care how many times I don't care who paid or how many times Donald Trump had sex with Stormy Daniels. It doesn't matter. But what does matter is that people are falling for fake solutions. They fall for fake news, fake solutions to somewhat contrived problems. You know, it's like the environmental movement. I am an environmentalist. I'm sorry if that offends you. And I do think that we do need to regulate, and not that I know how to do this, but I think that the idea of figuring out a better way to consume and distribute resources and energy across the planet is a good thing. I do think that there are way too many people on planet Earth, and I don't suggest that the government kill them all. I don't suggest that the government sterilize you, and I don't suggest that the government make you take a test and decide whether or not you should procreate. But there is a scant amount of resources, and if short of finding, you know, or being illuminated to all of these technologies that will give us free energy and freedom, you know, we got some problems. Now, those concern me more than the temperature, the fact that we have the plastic planet, the plastic pollution. All these things are real issues, and I wish that the government would find a solution. But you see, in every turn, the government is subservient to the financial backers. And I'm not a communist. You know, I don't have all of the answers, but I tell you one thing. I don't fall for fake solutions. Buy a Prius. It's carbon neutral. Bull crap. Look at how many children they have to kill and how disgusting lithium is. I mean, we could go into the PlayStation Wars and all of the rare minerals that are really going to, you know, that's what – we could talk about the aluminum tariffs. We could talk about all these tariffs. We're going to get coal tariffs. That's antiquated. That's really just for populist, you know, rhetoric here in the U.S. China has the rare minerals that you need for your cell phones, and that's why they have a leg up. They control that, and that's what people need, and that's what people want in the 21st century. They want their cell phones so they can get their fake news and share it. So there you go. I'm not for this, and it's another stupid thing. Okay, well, we're going to have a stop and frisk policy. Okay, well, you know what? If we all lived in cages, if everybody was in a cage, disarmed, with their hands zip-tied behind their backs, we wouldn't have any murders. It'd be great. There'd be no crime. Everybody could just live in their cage, and the guy come by and feed you three times a day. And, you know, they could zip your mouth up so you don't say anything offensive when you're not shoving your gullet full of schlop. It'd be great. You know, you start with the end point in mind when you do any kind of project. And I look at these things, I'm like, what's the end game for all of this? Who knows? Who knows what these people want? But they're out there, they're loud, they're vocal, and government loves to use these kind of incidents, whether manufactured, contrived, or just out there for them. It's low-hanging fruit to push. Let's take the guns. I mean, I don't even think the government would really benefit from that all that much. I mean, there's people that really do believe that there is no murders. There's no gun murders in the UK. There's no gun murders in Australia. There's nobody getting stabbed. It's perfect over there. Anyway, Duma, back to the chemical attack. Talking about fake news, this really speaks to it. Trump threatens Putin. Animal Assad over Syrian chemical attack. Russian warns of grave response if U.S. launches a strike. This may be the line in the sand in Syria. I hope not. Just last week, we're hearing about pulling out of Syria. The U.S. is disinterested. Donald Trump, it's a quagmire. There's no resolution. What the hell are we doing over here? We're spending a lot of money, and we're not getting anywhere. Not getting anywhere productive for, you know, the oligarchs of war, the companies that make so much from it. Yeah, the realization of these pipelines, probably not going to happen. So the interest in by the U.S. by and far has waned. Now, that's not to say that Israel, Saudi Arabia, and a lot of other players do not want the U.S. there. And you would think that by using a chemical attack one more time, it would ensure the U.S. has the political and global support that it needs to launch attacks against Syria and against Bashar al-Assad, the continual demonization of Bashar al-Assad and Russia. So you have this convenient chemical attack. Makes so much sense. I'm not saying that Assad couldn't have done it, but Why? Why would you do this? Why would you do this? The second you have the U.S. on the ropes, there's no more support politically to stay. There's no more reason. And all of a sudden, you give them the best reason in the world. You have a chemical attack, and the same people that have been parroting every one of these chemical attacks as being by Bashar al-Assad are out there banging the drum once again. The one thing that's bipartisan, maybe gun control isn't, maybe abortion. There's a lot of other divisive wedge issues that our government talks about. But when you want to get the left and right together, all you got to do is talk war. All you got to talk about is blowing things up. I don't care if it's Lindsey Graham, Nancy Pelosi, John McCain. I mean, he's frothing at the mouth. I mean, he's practically an invalid, but he's still excited. There's one thing that every Congress critter and senator loves, and that is war. Kill, 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 kill. More, 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 more. Imperialist agenda. There's money to be made. Let's bring them capitalism on the backs of missiles. So call me a skeptic. Call me a crazy conspiracy theorist, somebody that needs to be monitored by the DHS, because I am not jumping on board. Not yet. And if you want to talk about fake news, it's being disseminated in epic proportion over this Duma attack. We'll talk about it on the other side. Oh, wait, we're going to take our final break and wrap up the show, close shop on the other side. We'll talk with Rick and you. If you'd like, 800-313-9443. It's Blacklist Radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
All right, welcome back. It's Blacklisted Radio, final segment here. Lots of rants and raves for me tonight. I don't know. Sometimes I find that emotion compels people more than reason. You know, I think that a lot of people already have an agenda and they're just looking for things to back it up. I don't care if you're pro-gun, anti-gun. You don't care about the other commentary. If you're pro-Trump, all the things that are really shady, you just ignore because you know it's fake news. It doesn't matter. And so it's easy even for me to succumb to that. Anyway, one of the things that is probably not going to be available to us in the future is dissent through online media, especially not social media. Once it's regulated to death, it will I don't know. It'll become ineffective and probably just boring to use, kind of like TV. I just don't use it anymore. I don't care about it, and I've become pretty – I don't know. Sometimes I even feel like the show and talking about these issues, I don't know how beneficial or helpful they are and if it's going to steer anything in a positive direction. When I started the show, I thought that some real controversial content would get people moving and it would manifest into some political solutions, and that shows that – even Doug Owen is somewhat naive. Anyway, in the future, you won't be able to keep your thoughts to yourself. One of the things my mom always told me was keep your thoughts to yourself. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. If you think that Bashar al-Assad didn't kill those people, you shouldn't say it because people are going to think you're weird. They're going to wonder. So I saw this at Engadget, and this is it. It's the end of the line. MIT's wearable device can hear the words you say in your head. This is the most scary device ever, ever, from Engadget. If you've read any sort of science fiction, it's likely you've heard about sub-vocalization, the practice of silently saying words in your head. It's common when we read, though it does slow you down. But it's only recently begun to be used as a way to interact with our computers and mobile devices. To that end, MIT researchers have created a device you can wear on your face that can measure neuromuscular signals that get triggered when you sub-vocalize. While the gadget now looks like some weird medical device strapped to your face, it's easy to see the future applications getting smaller and less obvious. Well, you know, a lot of people want to talk to their computers. I see it all the time. My best friend has one of those Alexa Amazon spying devices. I could go on rants and raves about stuff, and you know, 10 years ago, they're going to spy on you with these things. They're going to be listening to everything, and people are like, "Doug, you're just a freaking crazy conspiracy theorist." Well, most of those things have rung true, and rather than being horrified by them, people rush to the store to buy them because they don't want to push that button. Started with remote control. I don't want to go and turn that damn dial. I want to push a button. Well, you know, it's convenient and helpful, and I don't know. I mean, talking to your device and telling it to turn your lights on is so much more convenient than walking over to a switch, and it's neat. You know, I get that a lot of people buy it for the novel because it's novel, because it's nifty to play with and just try. But does it really enhance your life? I don't know. Probably not. Talking to your computer, telling it to do things. Meanwhile, who knows who is listening to your thoughts? Once they could strap these things on your head, I mean, you know, police are taking people's fingers and forcing them to open their phones. It's just a matter of time before they force one of these type devices onto your head. And that truly is the Orwellian nightmare right there, my friends. So we will keep you tuned. We'll do another show next week right here on Republic Broadcasting. Go to blacklistedradio.com. We'll have the produced commercial-free podcast available there at some point in the future. Guys, that's my time. Thank you so much for listening. Go to Blacklisted Radio. In the meantime, I'll be back. Take care.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present
wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN.